And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
And now Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Everybody, welcome to the Bob and Ray Show.
See you wearing your funny hat this evening, Ray.
That's right. See, as we were mentioning just the other day about spring now is slowly closing in on us, and we're chilly here in New York and most of the country. I read down in Australia, get this audience, they're having a heat wave, 112 degrees down there.
Well, of course, that stands to reason. It's their summertime.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't know as I like this technically augmented audience. No. Probably the worst one I've ever heard.
Most untechnically augmented one we've ever had, I think.
So, let's take that augmented audience
and it's simulated, too.
And get rid of it, because nothing was that funny. Somebody got back, Bob?
What? I think someone is going to play some music back there.
Is there somebody with the...
Either that or they're stealing the booth.
It's all right. It's all right.
It's okay.
Took a boom microphone. I don't know whether it's important to you fellows or not here. See, he's gone. Oh, he had on a pair of gum shoes and...
No audience. No, no, no.
All right.
See, what we're doing, why don't you just sit there and talk to each other for a few minutes once in a while instead of always going places and doing special events and stuff. So that's why we're doing this.
That's why we're going places right now, for instance, because that didn't work out too well. We're going to Secaucus, New Jersey, just across the river here from New York. Where Wally Ballou is standing by with a simulated live microphone in his hand. So, Wally, come in, please.
Wally Ballou, making believe here in Secaucus, New Jersey, at the Acme Aroma Factory, and chatting with Horace Sturbish, the head aroma concoctor, I believe they call you, don't they?
No, I'm a chemist.
A chemist. And you design all of the new aromas, or you discover them?
No, I concoct them.
And these products are then put on the market and sold at a good profit to the manufacturer and the middleman.
Well, Mr. Ballou, this business, of course, has mushroomed in the last few years. We started off back in 1947 with making new car smell for used cars.
I remember that went over quite well
right,
for a while.
And we've moved along now and to fields that were unheard of. And for instance, I'm working right here. Here, smell this vial.
Holy
Delicatessen sake. Store, right?
Boy, it smells like cold cuts and...
Smells like Friday, too. Do you get a little fish cake there?
Yes, yes.
There's a big demand for this now in stores.
Cabbage. I get cabbage and corned beef there, too.
Yes, you'll get it all. See, there's a big demand in the supermarkets now where they have a problem with this prepackaged meat of just not having the aroma there.
Uh-huh.
And it affects the people's purchases.
The label on this is Butcher Shop. Is that what the trade name
butcher
will be?
Butcher Shop and then Delicatessen. Then
uh-huh.
You can order Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then
just
the specials.
Okay.
See, Tuesday would be roast beef, maybe. Wednesday would be a health salad. Here,
uh-huh.
take a whiff of that.
Do you have any fruit compote?
Yes, I could get that. We have never had any
never
demand.
Never thought of it, huh? Well, what else, what other branches have you gone into in addition to these?
We can recreate bus exhaust.
Here's one called Subway.
There's Subway. There's Catcher's Mitt. This is in demand now for sporting goods stores. I don't know. I'd have to call over my assistant. Unfortunately, he's been drinking, and he couldn't come to the microphone.
Well, it's
he has a better memory than I have.
It's certainly opened up. It's opened up quite a new field for you here, and things seem to be humming. You must have 300-400 employees here, is it?
It's all done chemically. Yes, we have. We have 300-400 employees now. This is the peak season, but I'll have to let them go the first week when we get out this new order, this new aroma.
this, what you're working on right now.
Yeah, busy factory around
there. Oh, yes. Well, thanks very much, Mr. Serbish, for allowing us to come here, for giving us some valuable time.
Oh, my assistant again. I'm sorry, Mr. Ballou. If you could come back sometime.
Quite a handicap to your operation.
When he would be more talkative, I think you'd have a nicer interview.
Think you'd want to just say hello before we sign off? Kind of.
You can run the risk.
Assistant, do you want to say hello on the radio? Oh, he's... What is he, shaking his head? No, I guess.
I don't know what he's doing there.
Well, thanks for letting us come here anyway.
I'm got bad news for you, I'm afraid, Mr. Ballou.
Well, what's that?
You're going to have to stay here in Sea Carcass tonight. Last train left.
I'll have to stay here overnight, huh? Well, I guess we all run into problems of this sort. But now I can at least return the program to New York City. Make-believe. Well, what do you say
that for? Of course it is. See, you know, that sets me thinking, that aroma factory, about this new movie here in New York with the built-in odors.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another station coming in on the phones here?
They're very loud. Very loud. Who made that arrangement? Anyway?
Dick Cowan, our director, leans right in on the microphone, which is absolutely unnecessary.
You know what I heard about this movie thing with the aromas in it?
Mm.
I know I read it somewhere that theater managers have already decided that they can cut their heat down about 20% by putting the aroma of steam heat in the theater, and the people think it's warmer than it really is. Well, we have Celebrity Snapshot now, and tonight's guest is the famed magician billed as the Great Smith.
Good evening, Bob, and you can call me Great.
All right, great. Mr. Smith, first off, could you show us one of those mystifying feats of conjuring that have made your name a household word?
Well, what word is that?
Skips me right now. But
I originally thought I might do my celebrated trunk escape, but I've put on a little weight since the holidays, but
mm-hmm.
I did bring these cards with me. You check them over.
Okay, boy, I like card tricks. Let me see. Yeah, they seem all right to me. Alphabet cards, huh?
Each card a different letter. Now, if you'll give them a quick shuffle.
All right.
There you are.
Right there.
I'll deal a bunch of them out. Thanks to the audience. Yeah, right on this transparent stand. Now, mm-hmm. I'll just turn the stand around and show the audience.
Audience. Fantastic and fabulous. I'm thunderstricken. Card spell applause. Applause, applause, applause.
They were supposed to say, take care and get there.
Take care and get there. Well,
yes.
That's good highway safety advice from the Great Smith. And now, if you take the cards down, please, I think the audience is...
Oh, yes.
Thanks for visiting on Celebrity Snapshot. Great, and good night.
Sorry, it won't happen again.
It certainly won't.
And now, chocolate cookies with white stuff in between them brings you another episode of Lawrence Fechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
It's a few minutes after our last episode now. Standing beside the spaceship in which Lawrence, Mug Mellish, Jet Ordway, and Billy Headstrong have landed on the planet Venus. Billy, Mug, and Jet have decided to return to Earth, leaving Lawrence to explore new fields on this planet. And as we join them, we hear Lawrence say,
"It's with some misgivings, Mellish and Jet, and you two, Billy, that I must stay here and let you return to our mother planet Earth."
Oh, well, it's okay, Fechtenberger. We'll be in contact with you by radio. Come on, Jet.
It's just so nice here that... And I really have...
Oh,
no,
you need a vacation, Lawrence. You need one bad.
I only hope that you'll understand, and that all my friends back on Earth and will understand that I have found
full value.
Yeah, well, come on, Headstrong, and
Why don't you get going?
Let's go.
You know how the ship goes and everything.
Oh yeah, we'll be okay. Good. So long.
Bye bye.
Bye
bye. Baby. Bye-bye. Baby, I'm going to miss...
These soft
miss those friends of mine.
You. Fragrant with the smell of clover.
Oh, boy, it's great. I often dreamt of coming here to Venus, but I had no idea.
You feel serene.
Serene, oh, you...
and happy.
Yeah. I
beg your pardon, sir.
Oh, yes?
May I interrupt you a moment?
Certainly.
There is a feeling of stillness all around.
All right.
Dear, would you hush up just a second? I'd like to talk with this...
I am the Grand Vizier of Venus.
You're the Grand Vizier, yes?
And since you're going to be spending some time with us here, I thought you might like to have a choice of something to do to kill the time that you'll be with us.
Well, shucks, the way it's been going so far, I can't see myself getting bored yet.
Yes. Well, we want to make things as pleasant as possible for you.
A wonderful planet you have here, Fazir.
What would you like to be? A bank president, perhaps?
That would be nice.
There's a position open as a mattress tester. It's good, easy work.
Yes. How about... probably this is too much to ask.
What's that?
One of those soft ice cream stands. Could I have one of those?
Yes, of course, if you want. Or you could be a movie star if you want.
Gee.
Practically any wish of yours is a command.
Where should I get in touch with you when I've decided what kind of a plush job I want?
I live right over in that palace there.
Right over there?
Right beyond the village green.
I see. Well, thank you, Fazir. And, dear, you were saying before he interrupted us...
All right, Fechtenberger, I'll be seeing you then.
Goodbye, sir.
And so the Grand Vizier of Venus tells Fechtenberger he may have practically any position he wishes on this planet. How long will he stay? And what of Bug, Jet, and Billy Headstrong? Sure, and join us next time when we'll hear Jet Ordway say,
I'm afraid he made a terrible mistake.
In the next episode of Lawrence Fechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
Welcome recording star Mel Torme.
It's terrible trying to sing with a bad cold, so I always take four-way cold tablets to relieve cold miseries fast.
Good idea. Tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. Four-way starts in minutes to relieve muscular pains, headache, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also overcomes irregularity.
When you catch cold, try my way. Take four-way cold tablets. Fast way to relieve cold distress and feel better quickly.
Four-way, only 29 cents.
Our program will continue in a moment after a word about another fine product of Grove Laboratories. Henley?
Thank you, Peachtree. Had dandruff for years, now get rid of it in 3 minutes with Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. 3 minutes with Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep unsightly dandruff away forever. Apply Fitch before wetting hair, rub in 1 minute. Add water, lather 1 minute, and then rinse 1 minute. Every trace of dandruff goes down the drain. 3 minutes with Fitch, embarrassing dandruff's gone. Fitch can also leave hair up to 35% brighter.
So
get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today.
Hey, there goes the theme. We'll be back with you, though, with our famous closing signature in just 10 seconds. Now, until tomorrow, our signature. This is Ray Goulding, reminding you to write if you get work.
Another chocolate. And Bob, Elliot.
Welcome to tea.
Right. Reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
City Editor's Report next on KNX AM-FM, CBS Radio Los Angeles. FM, CBS Radio, Los Angeles.